Welcome to the program, Scott.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
Tell me, Scott, what counties does your health department oversee?
The Kentucky River District serves seven counties in eastern Kentucky: Perry, Knott, Letcher, Leslie, Wolf, Lee, and Owsley. Those seven counties have a population of about 95,000 individuals, and we are right here in the southeastern part of the state.
What do the numbers look like in your region right now, the case numbers for coronavirus?
As of yesterday, we had a total of 2,428 cases in my seven counties. My county with the largest number of cases is Perry. We have 795 cases in Perry County. So we're continuing to see a dramatic increase in the number of cases. To give you an idea, from March until June, we only had a total of 42 cases in our county.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just grown exponentially here recently. Like a lot of other areas in the state, you know, we have seen tremendous growth, with all seven of our counties being in the critical category for transmission.
Are you seeing anything unique to your region that could be causing a rise in the COVID numbers?
We're seeing a lot of spread in areas where people normally congregate down here, and that's one of the things. Anytime you have mass gatherings, you have an environment that is ripe for the spread of this virus. We see a lot of spread in our churches as we look at the number of clusters. And when we look for clusters where we have multiple cases that we can relate to a given area or something of that nature there, churches are primarily the main source of spread that we've seen for clusters. Also, schools, mass gatherings, weddings, funerals. Again, any type of place where we have where we can pinpoint people have been together, that they've caused a lot of spread. I know the governor's latest restrictions, he's targeted restaurants and bars. And I was having a conversation with one of our local pastors, and I said, maybe it's a good thing for us. We're seeing spread in churches. We don't have nearly as many bars as we do churches here in the eastern part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, church is very important to them, we're in a strong faith-based area, and a lot of people socialize at our church gatherings, and unfortunately now, during the pandemic, that has just been a source of spread. So we have a lot of churches that are now transitioning back to going to all virtual, having Facebook services or parking lot services. So, and I have to thank all of our faith-based community. They have been so cooperative, trying to work together with us to slow the spread of this virus.
I'm speaking to Scott Lockard, Public Health Director of the Kentucky River District Health Department. Scott, now you're right next door to Virginia, pretty much. Is it normal to have out-of-state travelers where you are, and do you think that that could be contributing to case numbers?
We've had cases from, in surrounding states. We're close to Tennessee, close to Virginia. And so we have seen cases that we can link to travel, especially back early on. We saw cases related to travel to Tennessee, to South Carolina, to Florida. A lot of those spots where the spread was a lot higher at that time than it was here in our area. Here recently, we've been tracing most of the spread is due to what we're seeing in the local community here. There's still some out-of-state travel going on that's contributing to the spread when we do our contact tracing interviews, but we're just seeing widespread transmission in all of our communities. We started back with in-person classes in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
When that started back, we saw, of course, increased cases in several of our schools, and now most all of our schools and especially now with the governor's order, starting next week, all of our schools will be back to virtual only.
Mm-hmm.
But several of our schools had already gone back to virtual. And we had one school system that had really never tried to do in-person classes. They had just remained in virtual since the beginning of the school year.
Now, tell me, you have a huge region that you are covering there. And looking back over your career, have you seen or experienced anything like this before? And How are you and your staff handling all this?
This year marks my 30th year in public health. It's truly been my life's work, and this is unlike anything I have ever experienced. This is truly the first pandemic that our generation has experienced, anyone in our age group. A lot of times in training, we would do training scenarios based upon the Spanish influenza of 1918, mm-hmm. and many of us really thinking, well, nothing like this will ever happen in this modern age. But that's the thing about COVID-19. It's a novel virus. It's new. We've never experienced it before. And we find ourselves using many of the same strategies that was employed back in 1918. When you don't have a vaccine yet for a virus, you know, social distancing, good hand washing, covering your face, wearing masks, facial coverings, trying to interrupt the spread of the virus. Those non-pharmaceutical interventions are the main tools we have in our toolbox right now to do this. This has truly been very trying on my staff. I have seen colleagues who have left the field because the stress is just a lot more than they can deal with right now.
So they've quit their job. They've quit their job during the pandemic.
They have retired. Yes, mm-hmm. I've had several individuals who were eligible to retire, and they have went ahead and left and said the time is right. Mm-hmm. Seen other people coming into the field right now, and because they feel like they have the chance to make the biggest difference. So. It's just for everyone, the strain on our mental health, mental well-being is tremendous. I see some members of my team working 12-hour days, working 7 days a week. Really a group of dedicated, caring professionals who are giving this their all and doing everything they can to watch out for the health and well-being of the members of their community. I'm so proud to be a part of the public health workforce. I've never worked or never seen a more dedicated group of individuals who are making self-sacrifices right now for of themselves and their own families to try to work for the greater good.
What advice do you have for the people in your region on what they need to do to help stop this spread? Most officials are saying we're in a third wave. Case numbers are tripling daily than what it was just a little over a month ago. What would you like to tell our listeners?
I would like to tell everyone to just slow down. Let's hit the pause button. What is the rush to get back to the rush, the hectic lives that many of us were living before the pandemic hit? There's light at the end of the tunnel. We have hope. We have news of positive vaccine development here, vaccines with efficacy ratings of 94%, 95%. So we're going to be able to get vaccines, and we're going to be able to protect the community. So let's just slow down. Let's take a breath. Let's practice good social distancing. Let's avoid mass gatherings. The stress is so much for our young people right now. So how do we just support each other with good doing things that support good mental health, watching out for our families, and just realize. Some people are saying, well, kids are losing a year. We're losing a year. No, we're having a time to refocus and reprioritize what's important. So hopefully this will help a lot of us to realize that focusing on our families, taking maybe a little slower pace and a step back and not being in the big crowds and doing things like we were doing pre-COVID-19, pre-pandemic, may be the best. I think we've forever changed some things in our society. We've learned how to use Zoom. We've learned that, we can do a lot more things remotely. We can, some of us can be just as efficient working from home as we can coming into an office. So we have forever changed some things in our society. So let's always look for those good lessons we've learned. Let's see how we can make positive changes. And let's just practice those things that we know are going to save lives until we can get people vaccinated and have the protections throughout our population we need to get through this.
Scott Lockard, Public Health Director of the Kentucky River District Health Department. Scott, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's truly my pleasure. Thank you for having me.